not a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we could get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, we got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You've got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we could fly away? We've got to make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I feeling that I belonged. And I feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. Should I drunk when I wake up, on the right side, on the wrong bed. Never an excuse I made up to tell the truth I hate. What didn't kill me never made me stronger at all. When the house gets cold, when you got the heat in, without you to hold, I'll be freezing. Can't rely on my heart to beat in, cause you take part of it every evening. Take what's out of my mouth just from breathing. Replace with phrases like when you're leaving me. Should I? Maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk again to feel a little decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. And I'm just drunk again. And I feeling that I belonged. And I feeling I could be someone. Be someone. You've got a fast car, and I'm just drunk again.
The award-winning mashup of Drunk and Fast Car by Callie Shea Sullivan here on Neo Rocks. And joining us in studio right now is Callie. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm catching my breath right now after Jason asked 10 seconds before the end of the song, hey, do you need live radio? It happens.
Are those working, by the way, those headphones?
Yeah, okay. I hear things. Yeah.
You can hear things?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We're kind of a low-budget operation here at times with headphones.
Welcome. You've got stuff coming up this weekend. You're playing
it's
the
a busy week.
You're playing the Rib Cook-Off.
Yeah, here with Jason
for starters.
Too. Yeah, but this Saturday I'll be playing at the Mark's Great American Rib Cook-Off in the American Acoustic Dining Tent from 12:30 to 2:10.
The American Acoustic Dining Tent.
I think that's interesting. What it's called.
Yeah. I think that's the official name. We were talking about your love of pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah.
You're going to be enjoying some of those while you're down there?
Oh, yeah. Not as good as Mom's, but yeah.
Great. Shout out to Mom. That's the interview. We're done.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Callie.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it. You can check out Callie Sullivan at KellieShayMusic.com. All right, now get that out of here. All right, I got nothing. So you played last year, and you were actually opening for, I believe, Joan Jett. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was. That was so
cool. Did you actually get to meet Joan Jett?
No, I didn't. I got to meet her trailer, I think. I think it was hers, or the bus, the tour bus.
How'd you introduce yourself?
Nice.
I just went up and shook its tire.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Okay. What'd you talk about?
You know, what it's like to be on the road, life on the road.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what you do with the tire, I guess, right? Yeah. Yeah, but this year, there are quite a few interesting bands. America, Michael Stanley and the Resonators, Disco Inferno, and...
Steel Panther.
Your favorite.
My favorite.
Are you excited to possibly meet Steel Panther?
I am.
That's good.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. Yeah. All that leather, everything.
They're an interesting band. But you've been in town now for a little while, and of course you went to Berklee School of Music the last year. How's that been going for you?
It's been great. The classes are honestly like my favorite thing besides Boston and being in a city and everything. But I've just learned so much, and it's really cool. I was recording yesterday in a studio, and it was cool like getting to apply like everything I'm learning, like the fun little solfege when singing harmonies. I was like, oh, I need a perfect fourth. So I was singing like do to fa to like, you know, figure out what I need to sing next. So that was cool.
And the song that you're working on, I think we're going to hear in a little bit. Is that correct? And you've got a video shoot for it tomorrow. What's the name of the song? And tell us about that.
The song is called I'm Fine. It just sort of touches on people's sarcastic ways of, you know, saying they're all right, they're okay, they're fine, when they're clearly not. And it sort of dives into that and how I feel like everyone's always had that moment where they're just trying to, like, put on this, like, mask of, you know, everything's good. Yeah. It's all chill.
Kind of like the way you said you like Steel Panther.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sarcasm, right? That's
exactly.
Who are you shooting the video with, and why do you have to get up so early for it?
Oh, my gosh. So it's 7 a.m. tomorrow. I'll be getting up with Stephen Beller from Cold Robot Studios, who did all the recording for it as well. We're doing a video tomorrow, and it's going to be really cool. I was running around doing errands today, buying all the supplies. I'm not going to say what, but it's going to be really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when are you hoping to release said video?
Hopefully within the next couple weeks. Okay. It just depends on like everything falling in place, but we'll probably shoot everything tomorrow right before I go back to Boston.
And people can find that on kellyshaemusic.com?
Yes. That'll be the first place. Yeah.
Nice.
So keep checking Facebook and all that.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain here in a bit because I have tons of questions for you, but do you want to maybe play the tune for us here?
Yeah. So this is I'm Fine.
Microphone check.
Kelly Shea Sullivan live on DRX.
Working.
Perfect mask, and I wear it well, 'cause emotions and I, we visit often, but you'll never tell. Establishing a permanent smile, and then you saw the line of which it breaks right at my jaw. You hold me, it's what I needed, what I'm needing. And you tilt me and ask if I'm all right. So I put on a white dress and I walk down an aisle you set up to be burnt down. And I pull the lacy veil over my cheek. And maybe you won't see that I am weak. I'm okay, I'm all right. You've got it all, they say. You've got it all. And I'm okay, I'm all right. I'm fine with lies, I'm good at them. I'll tell you my sins till you give in. And you love my stories, you love them all, 'cause you love to watch the hero fall. You hold me, it's what I needed, what I'm needing. And then you tilt me and ask if I'm alright. So I put on a white dress and I walk down an aisle you set up to be burnt down. And I pull the lacy veil over my cheek. And maybe you won't see that I am weak. I'm okay, I'm alright. You've got it all, they say. You've got it all. And I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm just fine. I'm okay, I'm alright, I'm just fine.
and I'm okay, I'm alright, I'm just fine. I'm okay, I'm alright, why would I be otherwise? How could I be otherwise? Why would I be otherwise? How could I be otherwise? So I put on a white dress and I walked down, and now you set up to be burnt down. And I pulled a lacy veil over my cheek, and maybe you won't see that I am weak. I'm okay, I'm alright, you've got it all, they say, you've got it all. And I'm okay, I'm alright, why would I be otherwise? How could I be otherwise? Why would I feel otherwise?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Callie Shea Sullivan with I'm Fine. Playing, I forgot the name of the tent already. but you're playing at the Mark's Great American Rib Cook-Off this Saturday from 12:30 until they tell you to stop playing.
Basically.
Very cool song. Now, something you and I were talking about before was, you know, you've gone to Berklee, which is one of the most predominant, you know, music schools here in the country and definitely, you know, worldwide. How has this... all this knowledge, this musical knowledge, theory and everything else, impacted your songwriting?
Like we were talking about earlier, I think it's impacted it both positively and negatively. I think creatively it's impacted it kind of negatively, because I'll be writing and I'm like, oh, this isn't right. Like, this isn't in the right key. Like, this note, you know, has not the right, you know, accidental or whatever. But I think when it comes to applying, like in recording, and when, you know, I really need to know, okay, I need to play in the right key and everything, that's when it's, like, really helpful. And it's so cool. Like, I really enjoy going to classes, and, like, I didn't realize, like, how big, like, music is. Like, there's so much to learn. It's really cool. So my, like, love for it has grown a ton.
So how does that affect the creative process as far as when you initially start writing a song from before you went to Berklee to now afterwards? Has it changed that initial... do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Where you first get that concept for a song and you want to go and pick up your guitar and start writing. How has that changed it?
Before, when I had an idea, I was like, all right, here's the idea. Like, and then I would just write it. Like, it would just happen. And then I'd kind of move on and I'd just play it. Now when I get an idea, I'm like, okay, here's the idea. And then I try it like 70 different ways until it like fits perfectly. And I'll always just sort of be like, you know, slapping my own wrist. And I'm like, oh, that's not right. Like, that doesn't fit it right. So I'm like more of a perfectionist, I guess, now.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, but it's still enjoyable. It really is.
So now that you've got all of this, all of these tools that you're just thinking of as when you go back and look at your old music,
mm-hmm.
do you cringe at times?
yeah. Whenever I listen to like anything of my own recording, like watch my feet when you play like my last song or whatever, but my toes like curl every time. I don't know why that's like a thing, but I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like, yeah.
Have you thought about revisiting any of the songs?
I have, actually.
Okay.
I went back to an old song of mine recently, and I, like, totally rewrote, like, the chord structures and everything. And, like, I love where it's at now. Before, I was like, all right, whatever. Like, this works. Cool. Here's G, C, D, like, the chords like we were talking about. But now there's, like, cool, like, jazzy chords, I guess, underneath. Yeah. It's fun to apply.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I told you, you know, I went to school for about a month, believe it or not. I went to college for like a month. And yeah, that was one of the things you and I were talking about. I went for music and I couldn't do it. It took me, you know, because then I would get in my, I don't know, if I was at home or wherever I was writing, I just could not finish a song.
Yeah.
Because I would just think so much about theory.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, good for you. You're way better than me.
No.
Apparently I stink because... That was, yeah. But anyway, you're playing this Saturday at the Great American Rib Cook-Off, 12:30 until...
2:10. On the dot.
So what else do you have going on? What do you have coming up here in the near future?
Well, I'm recording that video tomorrow morning, so that'll be released hopefully soon, within the next couple weeks, on CallieShayMusic.com. Besides that, this Thursday... Jason and I will be having a little fun.
That's right, we will be.
Interview. We'll be having a fun interview with Munch Bishop at ESPN Radio. Yeah.
He's going to make you talk sports, by the way. Are you okay with that?
I don't know anything about sports.
All right, I've got you. I'll cover you.
Cavs or basketball?
It's starting to seem like he's becoming the second Neo Rocks. every time I hear his name, it's also in reference to some band that's going to be in studio with him.
Well, he had Megan Zirke on, I think, last week. He's going to have us on this week. And, he's been very, very, very nice to the local scene. So we do appreciate that. That should be fun.
Yeah.
This Thursday.
I will refresh my sports.
There you go.
So you mentioned earlier that you were in doing some recording. Mm-hmm. Is there a new disc potentially on the way anytime soon?
Maybe. At the moment, just because of time and my availability with being home, we were able to record two songs yesterday, which are actually the two songs I'm about to play.
Okay.
So that's perfect. But yeah, I would love to make like a full album. Like, so, I love EPs, but it'd be great to have a full.
At school, do you do anything along with studio work? Like along with classwork?
Yeah, I actually, I'm not super great at it, but I've taken a couple recording classes. Like, we did a class that was all about Pro Tools, and we like made commercials. I made a commercial for what's it called? The garbage bags. Shoot, I don't know.
Hefty.
Glad. Get glad. Yeah. It's super fun. It's really interesting to me. So I've been able to record some of my own.
Okay.
It's not super great or anything.
So you're
but
the
it's
glad
nice
girl?
To make demos. The glad girl.
You're
yeah.
The glad girl.
I was so lame. I was like showing all my friends and stuff. I would like run back to their room. I was like, "Look at this!" Like, made a commercial.
Now, how does the you've been out in Boston now for a year? How does the scene out there compare to the scene here in Cleveland?
The music scene,
yeah,
music scene. It's very different. It really is. Because Cleveland has like a very like rock, I feel like, ground to it, and in Boston it's more jazz. Just because of, like, there's Boston Conservatories up there, and then Berkeley has, like, a big jazz ground as well. So there's a big jazz scene. But it's fun. Like, there's a lot of sports bars to play at and everything I've noticed. There's big sports fans there.
Yeah.
So that's who you're playing to. But it's nice. It's really nice to come home to Cleveland because I feel like, very at home. Like, I know I grew up here, but, like, I feel at home in the music scene, too. Everyone, like, seems to know everyone here.
And have any trips on – what's the name of the train out there?
The T.
Any trips on the T inspired music for you to write? Because there are some interesting people. When I was out in Boston the one time, 2 o'clock in the morning, riding that train through the city, oh my God. There were some things I wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm usually riding it on like Friday or Saturday nights, I guess. So yeah, there's some fun people, I guess.
when you say it that way, how do they compare to the people of Walmart at 2 a.m.? who you have written songs about.
Well, yeah. Except I write those songs about the people at Walmart at 4 p.m. I don't even know what 2 a.m. Walmart looks like. I don't even want to go. I do not want that.
Oh, man.
But anyway, you're going to play a song that is going to hopefully derail what we just talked about here in a good direction.
Oh,
what do you got for us next?
This song is called Saner Love. It's another original.
We've got Callie Shea Sullivan live on DRX.
Touching you is bittersweet. A sour tongue, but there's still a sugar on your teeth. Maybe my taste is out of sight. Maybe I'm just not part of your appetite. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Should I let you go? When will I know? Wanna love that's saner than mine. I get off on excitement. It's a natural attraction. I guess my blood just likes it. You flirt well with standing still. So if you two are working, I don't think we will. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Should I let you go? Oh, 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 oh. When will I know? Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause you want a love that's saner than mine. 'Cause you're just too zipped up and I'm just too messed up. And we need to get back to what we were before. Before you kiss me goodnight. If you need commitment, then I need to quit this. But my heart won't seem to finish. Oh, why did you kiss me goodnight? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Should I let you go? Oh, 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 oh. When will I know? Oh, oh, oh. That's saner than mine. 'Cause you want a love that's safer than mine. 'Cause you need a love that I can't provide.
Yeah.
Callie Shea Sullivan live on Neo Rocks. You are playing this weekend, mm-hmm. the Mark's Great American Rib Cook-Off. What time?
At 12:30.
Until
2:10.
12. Such a weird time.
I know.
And then you're heading back up to Boston.
I am for the summer, but I'll be back in August. Don't miss me, Cleveland. I'll be right back.
So you're back in August, and what else? You have anything else going on? Any trips that you know of back to town?
Hopefully, actually. There is a show coming up, possibly, okay. on June 25th. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say, I guess.
We can leave it there. Where can people go to find out if that happens?
www.callieshaemusic.com.
And, I don't know.
Do you ever go to Mark's and put, stickers on things that you shouldn't put stickers on?
No. Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that.
Really?
Yeah. We were talking about that before.
Well, that's what I'm doing this week now. Yeah. Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
After the video tomorrow. Just go sticker there.
I'm not advocating that you should do this. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying if you like green olives.
I do.
Those things can be expensive. So what you do, you go to the applesauce.
Uh-huh.
You just take off the little sticker that they have and you put it on the green olives. And
oh, my
got
God.
Got green olives for 39 cents. It's great. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we are. So, all right. Callie.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Callie.
We've got one last track. We've got one of your old tracks coming up. So, Strawberries in a Blender. Callie, again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Drive safe getting back. Again, Saturday afternoon at the Rib Cook-Off downtown. Mm-hmm. Callie Shea Sullivan, Strawberries in a Blender.
That's my heart there in your hand. I'm at your command. Can we drink it with some teasing to give you a pleasing? Because I know that's what you planned. I know that's what you plan. I must spill out my emotions. Not enough time to devotion. Something that you would ignore. Cuddle on the floor. See, it causes a great commotion. Yeah, it causes a great commotion. Hesitation.